on top of your bartender, Brian Patrick Moses, at the bar serving drinks. He's taking care of you guys. So please take care of him. And without further ado, let's bring up our hosts of the evening. You know them, you love them. They're making Wednesday LA Comedy Scene. Please make it loud for Torrio Van Grohl and Zach Schiappoloni.
Come on! Come on! Welcome to Joke Off. Thank you so much for coming out.
How many of you have been to Joke Off before? All right.
Some. All right. Well, for those that haven't.
If you haven't, you might know we run a little podcast called Hesby Street.
Yeah. Hey, two people that time. That's.
I thought it'd be more.
Yeah, last time none. So, like, percentage-wise, that's like an
We're
infinite
climbing.
Increase.
I keep doing it. I'm not embarrassed. I feel
you
like one day it's going to be a huge, like, we run a little podcast, and then the applause starts. And then I go called, and it's like, ah! And then I'm like, Hesby Street! You know, but I'm just manifesting it.
You and manifesting, dude. It's just...
It's real.
It's not. Can we stop with all this L.A. stuff, like the manifesting and, like, gratitude?
Thank you.
No, it's not. You're wrong. I'm going to manifest you being kicked out right now. We'll see if how real it is. That is real. That's the other one that bothers me is gratitude. Because, like, it seems nice. Like, I like Thanksgiving. That's enough for me.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk about it all the time.
Right.
Like, my therapist won't shut up about it. She's like, you got to be grateful. But to me, like, she teaches me to, like, are you guys gratitude journaling?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She is.
I bet she. And how is that working for you? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, to me, gratitude feels like a trick rich people are playing on us poor people. So they're just like, be happy with what you have, peasants. And I'm like, no, give us more.
Yeah, they're like, shoes, you got shoes.
Two pairs. And should we let them have two pairs? I don't know. And then the journaling thing, I was like, so my therapist told me, and I was like, I don't even know, what should I write? And she's like, you can put anything, you can put whatever you're, she's like, you can put something as simple as the air in your lungs.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm just like, are they going to take the air in my lungs? And she's like, they might, or at least start charging for it, I don't know.
Yeah, it is kind of, now you got me, you're turning
me.
It is dumb. I've been manifesting, but I don't think.
What are you manifesting?
Well, the applause breaks more. People clapping for a long time when I'm on stage. Maybe I believe in it again.
You guys are enabling a sad, sad man.
It's real. It's real. I'm a dreamer. Yeah, I realize, like, I don't think anyone manifested in, like, history, you know? I don't think John Rockefeller was like, we are not looking for oil. We are an oil tycoon. There is oil in this cliff. I find the most oil.
Just
know?
Julius Caesar doing daily affirmations. I am tyrant.
Everyone loves me. Yeah. Brutus is my best friend. He's not going to kill me. Just like a Mongolian villager being like, we are not peasants.
Careful.
We are Mongol killers. Is that too soon?
I don't know. I think you just say that. I don't know. I got. Mm-mm.
You're so scared of being racist.
I am terrified, man. I am scared of everything.
Just Mongolian. What kind of, do you like Mongolian barbecue?
I love it. You get to pick it yourself, but then they cook it for you. It's everything I've ever wanted.
What do you mean by they? Piece of shit. Get this white guy out of here.
I mean, by
I need
like
a new co-host.
My white chef named Dylan, most likely. We're
yeah,
in Silver Lake.
Yeah. Do you want to explain the rules of what this is?
I would love
is?
To explain the rules.
Just because I feel like some people might not be diehard fans.
You might think that you're here for just stand-up, and that's half wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bought the wrong ticket.
You brought the wrong... It is a lot of stand-up, but there is a game show element to it. Welcome to Joke Off. There's a... Yep. Nope. We don't need to do
keep
it
keep manifesting, brother. You keep manifesting. So explain the rules of Joke Off for people that haven't been here
before. We have four contestants that are going to be competing in three different rounds. It is very similar to the cooking show Chopped, if you've ever seen that.
Yeah.
What's going to happen in a minute, we're going to ask you guys to yell out some recommendations for shows. Popular ones have been... popular ones in the past.
Mongolian barbecue!
There we go. There's an example.
Mongolian barbecue, perfect. Perfect volume, too. That was a great yell.
And then
I think he did an accent, though. I would lose the accent.
Oh,
you're awesome. Okay, thank God. Okay, phew.
I wonder, you know, There's a lot of Australians at comedy shows, and it's always a fun game to see, will they make it to the end of the show without getting kicked out? It's all, I put you at 50-50.
Yeah, no, this guy's loyal. This guy's a rider.
Anyways, then the comedians will have 10 minutes to write a joke or jokes about that topic. During that 10-minute period, we'll bring up another comedian separate from the contestants to just do their normal 10-minute set to entertain you while the other comedians are writing jokes. During that time, something bad will happen at some point during the show. Then, round by round...
Wait. What?
What's up? Oh, yeah, that's a new for this show. Something bad's going to happen.
I didn't know about this one.
Yeah, I didn't know either. It's just like I'm just kind of clairvoyant, and I just know that, unfortunately, something bad at some point during the show.
What's going
to
happen?
No way to know. That's the crazy thing about it. Is so there just like keep an eye out for
is
that.
Is there like a hint you could give?
No hint. I mean, I feel like that's a hint right there. Just keep an eye out.
So something bad's going to happen.
Contestants will come up one by one.
I just feel like we should know what's going to happen.
I wish I could tell you. Again, I don't know. I just have an ESP kind of a situation.
What can we do to avoid something bad happening?
Keep an eye out. You know what I mean? I don't know. Then the contestants will come out one by one. I'm just kidding, guys. We're going to be fine. It's a fun show here at Joke Off. I just like to throw in a weird rule every show.
Okay.
They'll each perform their jokes. You guys will laugh or not laugh. We'll be up here during that time to riff with them. And then at the end of the round, we will...
joke someone off.
That's right. We joke them hard, and we off they
go.
We'll chop someone, and then we'll do three rounds, and at the end, there'll be a champion. They'll win some money. We'll high five. We'll kiss Australian guys outside.
We didn't give them enough of a heads up here, but if you guys have a topic that you've wanted to hear joked about by comedians, by brilliant writers that we've booked for this show, shout out a topic that you want to hear. Don't be shy.
Pickleball's
a good one. Like that.
Pickleball? Okay. No one else yelled anything, so I guess we're rolling with pickleball.
Pickleball?
All right. Think about...
real estate? Pickleball and... you know what?
I definitely want pickleball over real estate.
Could we do like a tandem thing, or should we save that for later? Working out? Damn, now they're coming. Here we go. Courage is building amongst the ranks. I love it.
I'm down for whatever you want. I think pickleball's enough if they want to sprinkle in
some
other stuff they've heard. All right,
pickleball. We're going pickleball. That's settled.
Hear that, comics? 10 minutes. Pickleball.
All right.
If you want some other stuff to yell out, there's going to be two more rounds, so start thinking about it. Some people are asking, what is pickleball? I like that half the room doesn't even know.
Should we tell them or just let them be in confusion?
Let's watch the comics
time.
Flounder. You know what all I mean? Right, that's really what this show's about.
Before we bring our first comic out to perform, how about one more round of applause for the bartender, for all the comics that are writing jokes? They have 10 minutes. These are brilliant comedians in the back. 10 minutes. They have all these good stand-up jokes. They're not allowed to do them tonight. They have to joke about pickleball right now.
That's right.
That's the beauty of Joke Off.
It's a beautiful thing. And all right, so we're going to bring up your next comedian. I'm so excited to have her on our lineup. She's one of my absolute favorites. She had a Netflix special come out just a couple months ago. Please start clapping for my friend, Beth Stelling.
Beth Stelling! Let Joke Off begin!
I say Hesby, you say street. Hesby.
Street.
Hesby.
Street.
And that's their podcast. Everybody remember that and listen to it later.
Beth Stelling, one more time. Let her hear it. Props to the front four. Shout out the front four, you guys. Setting the tone.
Man, Beth loved
they're
you
mad,
guys.
Dude. They're already like your enemies. You got to start forming alliances now.
This is exciting. It's time for round one of Joke Off.
Are you guys excited about Joke Off? You can be honest. If you don't want it to happen, we'll just call the show. Just let us
we
know.
We can all go home.
Let's joke off. That's what I'm talking about. The
right,
drunkest
guys, the
person.
The topic reminder was pickleball. We have four amazing comedians. This guy's actually, he didn't win the last one, but he was returning champion, what, two ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this guy. So this guy's won.
He went a whole show without getting joked off. Very impressive.
Yeah.
But this time.
And he's back.
All right, guys, give it up. He's an amazing comedian. New paid regular over at the store. I shouldn't have said that. Give it up for Bruce Gray!
Mr. Bruce Gray!
Everybody, how's it going?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Fucking ready for some pickleball comedy.
Yeah.
You know what? I came around, I was like, let's fucking joke about the the last white sport. Huh? Let's fucking make some jokes. I love this show. Give it up. Best selling. How funny. Wow. It, truly Woo. Incredible.
Yeah, bad.
Pickleball, huh?
You look like you play.
I watch. okay. Actually, I'm actually happy this is a topic because this actually did happen. I was performing on a show at a rival comedy club, and a woman in the crowd, somebody was doing crowd work with them. She eventually got kicked out, but her grandfather was the man who invented pickleball. I know. I'm telling you. And then she got kicked out of the show for being rude and like she yelled next to a comedian. Oh, wow. And then she got kicked out. Isn't that could fuck up a whole sport for you? If the inventor is like if you felt like saw a viral video of the grandson of like the guy who invented baseball being racist in a video, you'd be like, I'm not fucking playing that shit. It was invented, I actually looked this up on Wikipedia upstairs. It was invented on Bainbridge Island, Washington, which I don't know if you guys know where that is. That's where Bill Gates lives. So this might be the only sport ever invented by rich people. Every other sport is like poor people trying to kill time. Like just trying to find something to do. But this was literally invented by rich people trying to find something to do in between trips to Epstein Island. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, hey man, fucking kids is a seasonal activity. What are we gonna do the rest of the year? Well, we're just gonna sit here? No, let's get out there. It's also the easiest sport ever to come up with. It's to be like, oh, whoa, it's the Goldilocks of sports. Because it's literally like, oh, tennis is too big, but ping pong is too small. Pickleball, it's right there. It's perfect just for me. Pickleball, I was on Wikipedia. I like Wikipedia. Not enough to donate. Stop asking, but I do like it. It's the official sport of Washington State. Is that not the most boring thing you've ever heard? That's the second most boring thing I've ever heard. The first most boring thing I ever heard is a guy told me he worked for DocuSign. That was very boring. But do you know how boring of a state you have to be for that to be the official sport? That's like if somebody was from Mississippi and they were like, yeah, the official sport of Mississippi is having sex with your first cousin. It'd be like, boring! I'm bored! It's been around for 60 years. Pickleball's been around for 60 years. And it's incredibly popular. It's huge right now. And it's still not in the Olympics. Which is how you know black people have not discovered it yet. It's the last frisbee golf and pickleball are the last two sports that white people are good at. Because as soon as we get fucking pickleball courts in the inner city, this shit's over. It's fucking done. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys.
That was great. Fantastic. Way to kick off the first round, first jokes.
Fun, dude. This is the best show. Guys, this is literally the best new show in Los Angeles. You should keep coming back to this.
This helps you in no way get past this round. Yeah, I hope you know.
I don't give a fuck, dude. No, I actually do. You win $100 if you win. And I need it!
So you haven't ever played?
Played what, pickleball?
Yeah.
No, dude, I'm a fucking man. I'll play fucking tennis or ping pong, but I'm not fucking...
Hold on, what exercise do you do?
Oh, I'm in the... Hey, don't even get me started. Me and Zach...
Same gym.
Me and Zach go to the same gym, and you know who else goes there? Carrot Top. So we're a couple buff comedians seemingly on the road to doing the right thing, and that's being as buff as Carrot Top.
Wait, so you had the granddaughter of the pickleball throne?
And he created it 60 years ago.
Yeah, 1960-something.
It took him 60... I mean, that's perseverance.
To keep playing a bullshit sport.
No one knew about it until 2 years ago.
Yeah, now it's huge.
Dude, I feel old because you said 60 years ago, and I'm like, 1960 is 40 years ago.
But it's also...
It's
have you
the
guys
2000s.
Seen, they're putting in courts next to rich people's houses, and they hate it because all day long they just hear like the... And they like dream. Like, you look like you're a guy who complains about that on the news.
Someone should do something about
people,
that, guys.
They're like fighting. They're putting up signs in front of their house that are like, dude, the way you see like to recall somebody, they're like, stop pickleball in this neighborhood.
How good does your life need to be to complain about pickleball? Oh, dude, you're like, this is ruining my life.
Sounds like a clock.
I hear all kinds of sounds outside of my apartment all day. I would kill for it to be a knocking of pickleball.
That's what
thing.
I'm saying.
But instead, it's people screaming, it's sirens, it's
they're
dogs.
Like, eating
each
my
other.
Dog!
Yeah, yeah. Get my dog out of your mouth! That's what I'm hearing outside.
Bruce Gray, everyone.
Thanks, Bruce. Wow, way to kick it off. That was a lot of good jokes.
That was exciting. Is it good enough is the question.
We'll find out. We're bringing up your next comic.
Your next comedian also has won a joke off. The very first one we did here at the Hollywood Improv. So very funny. Good friend of mine. Please start clapping for Ramsey Badawi.
Ramsey Badawi!
Hello. Hey, we were doing a dissertation on pickleball up here. I didn't fucking realize. Leave a little fucking meat on the bone for the rest of us, please. You guys are not... There's not a lot of angles on pickleball. There's like two. White and rich. I don't know. I don't like the... I don't know what pickleball is. I don't like the sound of it. I'll be honest with you. It sounds like something you can get at Cantor's Deli. And as a Palestinian, I don't know if I love that. It's all I could do.
That's all you
know?
You got.
No, it's not all I got. Fuck no, it's not all I got. How fucking dare you, it's all I got. I'm a big fan, by the way, of people who invent new sports. It's like, we have, like, it feels ridiculous. I'm not going to learn about pickleball, okay? I don't even know how football works. You want me to get into a brand new fucking thing? Not done. And my girlfriend's parents, they play pickleball. That's how you know I'm getting into a rich family. Fuck yeah. I am, it's tough. It's good. It's great. Great sign, by the way. You want that on, like, a dating profile. Like, check. You want to look for somebody whose parents play pickleball. You're going to get into some good financial situations. But the thing about it is it's ridiculous because they're very serious people, and pickleball has the silliest of all the terms. So you feel ridiculous. He's an orthopedic surgeon, and I got to be like, so did you dink your opponent earlier? You dinked him good? That's a thing in pickleball. You dink your opponent. That's how you know it'll never make it into the Special Olympics, by the way. It'll be too confusing, you know? They'll be like, that dink just dinked another... I had to do it! It was my only option.
Ramsey Badawi,
Ramsey Badawi, great job.
Go. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I know. You didn't want to dunk on the dinks.
I didn't want to dunk on the dinks.
I think you
but
did.
But that fucking dink left me no options. The dink before me.
It's always the burden. It's like first is tough because you have less time to write, but you have everything to choose from.
Bruce was citing sources. He was, I mean, he had too many
articles. Bro, it was
points.
An MLA formatted bit that he put up here. That was frustrating.
But I like marrying up or dating up with the pickleball family. That's a fun angle. Dating rich family.
If you were to play your girlfriend's parents, would you let them win or would you...
It's tough. It's a good question. Yeah. I think I would...
Need to think about, I
no,
think.
I think I would defeat them. I think I would like her father to know there's an alpha coming, coming into the picture. This guy knows what I'm talking about.
You go,
about.
I'll be dinking your daughter from here on out, mister. Yes. Put her there.
Ramsey Badawi, everyone!
Keep it going for Ramsey Badawi. Yeah, we are running low on pickleball angles.
We are. I feel bad for the next two comics. That's why I host the show. It's easier. This next comedian coming to stage, first time that she's been at Joke Off. I'm so excited. She has an amazing, very popular podcast called Two Dykes and a Mic. Please give it up for Rachel Scanlon!
Woo! Hi! 002, hello. When I heard it was pickleball, I said, thank God, Papa's home. Literally played 3 hours right before the show. Fresh off the courts, didn't shower, don't care. You know what I mean? Look good. You guys play? Does anyone play? Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. Old drunk hotties. I said hotties. Yeah, I know what I like. I actually, the fun thing about me is I replace alcohol with pickleball in 2020. Amen. Hi. Yep. 002. I'm dinking hard. No more drinking, purely dinking the entire time. And I play, this is no joke, I play 3 times a week for 3 hours each time I play. And so that's more hours of the day than like anything else that I do. Like if you're looking at hours time spent, people are like, you're gay. And I'm like, I'm actually more of a pickleballer than anything else at this point. Time spent, I'm a pickleballer, okay? I've started playing pickleball with a league that is mostly Eastern European and mostly over the age of 65. So I am the young buck of the team. I'm the young, they're not a team, sorry, we're a league. And I'm the young hottie. And I started playing because I fell in love with this woman named Marina who's 65, and she taught me how to play. Something is weird, though, that happens when you're this age. I associate everyone of that age with being bigots because everyone that I knew in my hometown over the age of 60 is, like, scared of, hates gay people. Okay, stay with me. It's going to be fine. So what I did is I accidentally, this whole time I've been playing with these leagues of people for 3 days of the week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, since 2020, 3 hours of my life, they all think I'm straight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, don't look at my mullet and say that, okay? You're not allowed to say that about my mullet. Just because you're hotter than me and have a sweet-ass jacket does not mean... No, my God, is that a good... Do you have a Gucci belt on?
I sure do.
What the... Wait, are you queer? Are you straight? You're straight?
No, yes, I am.
No, yes, I am. You heard? No, yeah, wait, yep, no, yes. Okay, yes. Maybe, maybe. Okay, sick. Okay, imagine me. Now this has to happen. Imagine. Okay, no. The pickleball is going fine. They do think that I am straight. And because I forced them to. This is... the longest time I've had this much of a ruse going on, like, okay, hold on. This is, I wrote it down, you guys will like it. They thought that I was straight this whole time, and I was playing it off pretty cool, but it doesn't go, when I try to act heterosexual, it goes too hard in the wrong direction. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because it doesn't come very natural, so if I talk about a boyfriend that I have, I'll be like, I absolutely want to bend over and rail my boyfriend. And I'm like, don't you guys all want to just rail your husbands? Aren't we out here just trying to rail our husbands and see what their asses can really do? Because even in my, like, straight version of myself, I'm still a top. Okay, and... Okay, I got one more, and then I'll go back to the courts where I belong. the people that I play with are older, they're the age of my grandparents, so it's almost like I'm hanging out with my grandparents in a safe space, so I get to hear men fight over if they were in the kitchen or not, instead of my grandpa telling me that I belong in the kitchen, and then a slur. Okay, that's it. I'm Rachel Scanlon.
Rachel Scanlon! That was fantastic.
Oh, we had fun.
That was great. Did you, like, jump up when you heard that pickleball was going to be the fucking topic?
When I heard it was pickleball, I said I knew it was this guy. And this slick dick Rick right here. Absolutely. No, I love it. I truly, deeply, and honestly love pickleball. It's changed my life. It's all I want to do the whole time. That's it.
And these old broads you're out
yeah.
there dinking.
Yeah, they're digging hard.
Are they really just don't think you date women?
I think that they, for the first 3.5 years, thought that maybe I had a boyfriend and I had a crush on Usher, and then that's...
They're like, how excited are you for the Super Bowl?
Exactly, yeah. It was a ruse that I tried to keep up for the longest time, but we play all the time together. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're clocking in. You're like a serious pickleballer.
If you could make, like, good money... pickleballing.
You'd never see me do stand-up again.
Hell yeah.
You'd never see me here again. You'd be like...
That is kind of the dream.
You'd be like, didn't you used to do comedy? And I'd scream laugh in your face.
Rachel Scanlon,
keep it going for Rachel. That was a great round. Thanks, Rachel. That was awesome.
Damn, dude. It's at this point of the round I always really... enjoy the fact that you're the judge of the first round.
Yeah. So I got to vote off the first round of people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which sucks because they're just our friends, and now you put me
we
in a
really
position where one of them goes.
We built this show incorrectly.
Every month, one of them goes, "Fuck you, Zach. You're wrong," and then they leave. You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
Anyways, you guys ready for your last contestant of round one?
You might. Well, he's a hilarious comic, but he's a brilliant writer as well for the show This Fool on Hulu, Bob Hart's Abishola. Please make it loud right now for Opie!
This is bullshit. This is utter bullshit. You picked the whitest topic, and then you made me go last. I didn't even know what the fuck pickleball was. Fuck it. This is the dumbest sport. It's not a real sport. Why didn't you pick a hood sport? Like, who can get to the corner store first? Or Uno. Pick Uno. I looked it up. I did some research. The paddle is smaller than regular tennis paddle. The ball is bigger. This is the response to the Williams sisters, isn't it? let's make tennis more inclusive. So everybody can play. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'll beat you all in a race. I'll beat all of you. This isn't fair. She has a whole bit on pickleball. The lesbian has a bit on pickleball. What if I did my bit on Jay-Z lyrics? Which is... That's all I have.
Opie!
That was great. I just picture you losing in your only pickleball match.
I will race any of you right now.
You're not better than me. I ran in the Junior Olympics 2007. I lost to RG3, but fuck it.
Oh, shit.
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was fast.
He was fast as shit.
He was fast. He was in the NFL, and I'm here. Yelling about pickleball.
Did you feel a little good when he got hurt? You're like, yeah, fuck you.
Well, he was playing for my team, so I was really upset. He beat me twice in different ways. I was so sad about RG3.
Man, I feel like you influenced them to say Jay-Z lyrics for the second round. Just to let all the players.
Well, I'm not good at that either. You want to go Nas? I just said Jay-Z because I didn't write. I was outside just like, what the fuck is pickleball? I was watching YouTube videos and... just reading the comments. Honestly, the most positive comments on YouTube is pickleball. Yeah, yeah. They're all like, oh yeah, I play all the fucking time and shit.
Was Rachel in any of the videos?
She had the first videos like, what's up YouTube? Get ready to learn pickleball.
Ah, man. Nah, you guys are fun.
Opie, everyone.
I feel bad. Opie like writes for TV all day, and we're like, now you got to write about whatever the fuck we shout at you.
That's round one of Joka.
That was tough. That was a tough round. Give it up for everyone that competed in the first round. We do sadly have to joke one of them off, and it's a tough one for me because I feel like everyone had a good joke.
It was great, right?
It was great. That was great. I mean, they had 10 minutes to think about joke. That's fucking impressive. You know, Opie's at? Oh, fuck you. You're wrong. You get to vote in another round, sadly.
You guys will pick the last round.
You pick the champion. A lot of money riding on what you think. Keep that in mind. I got to go with my Arab brother. It breaks my heart. But Ramzi Badawi, you have been joked off. I'm sorry, buddy.
Wow. That's a tough one, but yeah, I don't know who I would have picked. Guys, we need some new ideas for round two. Let's not
all right,
be
round
sad
two.
For too long.
Yeah, let's move
what
on.
Do you guys want to
life goes on, guys.
Uno's good.
Uno.
What else?
I like Uno.
Let's hear a few more, though.
Okay.
Video games. Uno's better. Funny. Power Rangers is good.
Power Rangers is good. What was that? Microdosing.
Microdosing. I like microdosing.
You want microdosing?
Yeah, I got
I like that. Okay,
all
yeah.
All right, guys. Round two. Comics will do
let's get
microdosing.
Get to know these comics.
But right now, we're going to bring up a comedian to do some jokes.
Yes.
While they write, this guy's amazing. I'm pretty sure most of you are going to know who he is. He's had multiple specials. He's an actor. He's so funny. I'm so happy to hear. Please clap. Give it up for Dimitri Martin.
Dimitri Martin, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. All right. I got some new jokes.
Dimitri Martin, let him hear it, you guys. Come on. Got to be part of his process, baby. That's pretty cool. Keep an eye out for his special.
He's also part of the Netflix Is a Joke Festival in May.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy a ticket.
That's so cool that he came here to perform. Dimitri Martin, you guys. One last time.
But just as cool as that, are you guys ready for round two of Joke Off? Hell yeah.
The Joke Offs continue, motherfuckers.
We mix the order up.
I'm just getting drunker and drunker. Get off your fucking phone. No, I'm just kidding. The person on their phone didn't even look. No, that's like, it's all right. I'm drunk and I'm angry, dude. You guys ready for more Joke Off or what? You ready to hear about microdosing or what?
We switched the order up for round two, which I forgot to tell the next comedian.
Uh-oh, they really don't
know
what's coming.
And we're hoping he's ready. And you guys know this guy from round one. Remember round one? Give it up for Opie.
Opie!
They didn't tell me.
I really didn't. I'm so sorry.
But it's all good. I was ready for this one. Yeah, microdosing. Let's see. Shit, it's stuck. Hold on. I don't microdose. I trip because I'm a... Because I don't know. I feel like microdosing is for people who can't afford therapy. You know? It's like, you can't get your shit together. Fuck it. Just a little bit of God. Tiny bit of God in you, you know? Try praying instead. You know? Yeah, but I trip. I trip a lot. I'm actually going to trip tomorrow, so if you in Vista Hermosa in Echo Park, you might see me. You might see me just having fun. I go to the park. I like to trip in the park because I like to get high and watch what white dudes who work out in jeans are up to. You seen these motherfuckers? They're doing some crazy shit. They got sledgehammers. They just twisting around their heads like this for some reason. I like tripping in the park. The only thing I don't like is that when the wind hits the leaves, sometimes it feels like you can understand what the trees are saying. Do you know what I mean? And trees are old, so they're just spouting conservative talking points. Just nature's conservative talking points. Like, you know, squirrels are only making up 13% of the population, but they steal 90% of the nuts. We gotta stop these squirrels. I've been doing mushrooms since 2016. The first time I ever tripped, I was in the San Diego Zoo.
World famous.
Someone loves the zoo, San Diego Zoo. The zoo is a jail. Right? The zoo is just a fucking jail. I was high on mushrooms, man, and that shit was fucking crazy. I went to the bathroom, and I was just, that's when it hit me. I was in the bathroom, and this guy walked into the room, and he knew I was on mushrooms because I told him. Right away, I was like, I'm high, man. He's like, cool. Yeah, he was a cool zoo guy. And then I was getting really emotional. I was with my girl, my ex-girl, and I remember I got lost from her, and I was like really tripping bad. And then I got to the bear enclosure, and I saw like a polar bear and a grizzly bear like sitting right next to each other, and like their fur was like melting. And I was like, damn, this is so fucking cool. Cause like if they can do it, if the white bear and the black bear can hang out, then black people and white people and all people, we can be together. And then my ex-girlfriend, she was just like, oh, you, look at that dirty-ass polar bear. And I got so sad, I started to cry. That's why I broke up with her. Anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Opie, everyone.
Opie!
And it? The San Diego Zoo!
San Diego Zoo!
Zoo Pride?
I like that hippo, though.
You don't leave yet.
I don't leave?
We want to talk for a second.
Okay, yeah, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not much.
Was that true? The first time you tripped was at the San Diego Zoo with your girlfriend.
With my ex-girlfriend. Yeah.
And she also was tripping, or you were like
you were tripping hard as fuck. Okay. It was really fun.
So you'll just go to I'm afraid of people when I'm tripping. Also, I feel like there's a divide. Like pickleball people are like, I don't like this. You know what I mean? So we're trying to unite.
Okay, have about you guys tried exercise? If you're trying to open your mind.
Yeah,
I'll trip anywhere. I do. Sometimes if I'm bored, I'll just do stand up on mushrooms.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so brave.
You should try tripping and then playing some pickleball.
Ooh. Yeah. Damn. Okay, now you got me interested.
That's how you get the sport active.
If you sign up with a mushroom league, I'm in it. I'm for sure in it.
People are just licking the chain link fence.
I'm just licking the fucking rackets. I play 2-on-1. Like, fuck it.
All right, one more time for Opie, you guys.
Opie, everyone.
Great job, Opie. Moving on.
Oh, we're moving on. Your next comedian. Oh, man. I don't know if anyone saw this next comedian. She was in round one.
Round one.
Were you guys there for that?
Yeah.
And she crushed it. And so we had to have her back for round two. Make it loud. For
right
Rachel
now.
Scanlon.
Rachel Scanlon! Pickleball champ.
Do you know how weird it is to do stand up some and then come back to stage? It's very awkward. I feel very exposed to you guys, but it's microdosing time, so buckle up. Okay. I'm from the Midwest, where microdosing is considered drinking 7 Bud Light Platinums at a baptism. That's pretty good. I got a that's pretty good. What the fuck have you guys gotten today? Just got approval from my father figure over here. Look at me connecting with men for the first time. Okay. Microdosing is weird. I am an alcoholic, so I don't... There's no micro. I'm all or none is kind of the fun thing about me. So I've not, like... It's very... I feel like I was Googling microdosing because I'm trying to figure out what to do for this material for you guys and to connect with him again. And what popped up first was micro... We're all thinking it, okay? Micro penis, that's what came up. And I was thinking if I could do anything about that, anything with that. I've never had sex with a man before, brag. Okay, hi. And I was actually watching a movie where there was a man who was naked on the film, but he wasn't hard, which I'd never seen before, and I literally had to pause it, and I looked over to my girlfriend, and I said, what is that? I said, I actually don't know what that is at all. And we started Googling penises together, just like me and my girlfriend, having a really fun time. And what I learned is that... there's a difference between porn penis and then the rest. Did you guys already know this? This isn't fun for you. Okay, we're moving on. The other thing I Googled was when you type in microdosing, the first thing that comes up right now is microdosing Ozempic. Which I couldn't believe that that's what pops up first. Hi, we're in LA for sure. Okay, Google knows. Google knows where you are at all times. Microdosing Ozempic is so hysterical to me because imagine needing to like lose weight so badly there. Like I need medically to intervene, but also on your timeline. I don't want to rush it. Okay.
Rachel Scanlon.
Rachel Scanlon. That is so funny. Google knew your location and was like, you must mean microdosing Ozempic.
Microdosing Ozempic is hysterical to me. Like, who? Wow. Just a little.
I just want to lose it slowly so no one knows I'm on Ozempic.
Is that what you think it is, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't want it to be too good.
Well, I think it's like, it's problematic. I don't know if there are any Ozempies in the crowd.
Make
Rise
some
up,
noise!
Ozempies!
Got some O-heads? We stabbing or what? We jabbing? Shanking? The term is shanking, good sir. Yeah, but like people were using in LA and then it was like seen as fucked up because they were running out of it for the people that needed it.
Oh, I didn't know there's a shortage.
Yeah, there was a shortage.
I wonder if that's why they're microdosing it. It's starting to really make it last longer.
They're like, I'm like a good person. It's
right.
It's
I
a
only
shot
take like
once in a while.
A little bit. I think it's so weird to not have a timeline, though, of it. You're like,
I didn't
whatever.
I know that there was a difference between porn dicks and real dicks.
Yeah, no, you got both.
They're
buddy.
All that big, right?
Yeah.
They're all that big, right?
Yeah, man.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for going with this bit. I appreciate it.
Everyone's like, bro, you've seen your day.
Yeah, I know.
Or have you? No, that's
I've been
body
really
shaming.
Into saying hog lately, just something I wanted to share with the room.
Oh, hog, like, yeah. Also,
you really connected with this.
You're one of the guys.
I'm
dude.
Definitely, yeah. This
Are
man,
you a, you're a family? What's happened? What is this? That's your son, right on, yeah.
Hi.
And the proud dad.
Cool. So your dad, by the way, vibing with me, which is like a surprise to everyone here.
He's a gay son.
Gay son, ally. Ally.
Love it.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
Fucking share some Ozempic with me sometime, Papa.
Rachel Scanlon, everyone.
Great job, Rachel. That was great.
This is the point of the round that I'm really happy that you're the judge at the end
of
this
round.
No,
it's you, buddy. You got to judge this one. I already made my one enemy.
You're next.
And he's Palestinian, so that's kind of a
right over there. He's vaping hard. It's how he gets ready for a set. Give it up. You know him.
Returning champ.
He's the only one left. Left? Bruce Gray.
Bruce Gray!
One time, give it up for the accepting family in the corner. Come on. Come on.
You love to see it. You love to see it.
Hell yeah,
are you guys,
dude.
Where are you guys from? Here? Dallas,
yeah. Dallas,
yeah.
Holy shit.
That ain't easy.
Yeah, that's a unicorn.
It ain't easy being accepting
unicorn.
Parents
Hell
in Texas.
Yeah. You had to, like, we had to overcome some stuff to love him vibes. Yeah. I love that.
Exactly. Fuck yeah.
All right, it's Bruce's
Back
turn,
to you.
Toriel.
Yeah, sorry, Toriel, please stop doing crowd work.
I know
you're looking for content.
Warm it up for you, bud.
Oh, dude, I don't need no fucking warming up. I was born warm. Oh, you're looking at 10 pounds, 2 ounces coming out of the fucking gate, dude.
I'm your judge, bud. Good luck.
Hey, Toriel, wow. Did I ever tell you, I think that your hair is really coming in.
I think you're really...
I think you haven't put no Zempic in it. We'll see.
Okay, so I feel like I'm a little bit scattered on this, but I do love the topic. Shouts out to whoever shouted this out. I feel like microdosing is kind of like being taken over by, like, it's like becoming the cool thing. It's been, once again, taken over by rich people. Microdosing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, realistically, whenever you do a little bit of mushrooms, you're supposed to go like walk around in nature, but dudes are doing it and then going to their Wall Street job and be like, yeah, you know, I feel a little bit better. It's like, no shit, you're supposed to be having a good time, but instead you're laughing at your boss's awful jokes. You're like, this is the funniest guy I've ever met in my entire life. There's articles, I was just reading upstairs about articles where there's like a big article about how stay-at-home moms are talking about microdosing and how much more enjoyable it's made their life. And it's once again, like, no shit. Imagine before, you're just bored all day, and then all of a sudden you're also looking forward to Mickey Mouse Clubhouse that day. You're like, hot dog, hot dog, hot, I love this fucking song. These guys are cooking right now. Dude, I've had a few run-ins with microdosing that went completely wrong. Because there's no guide. I've had a few times where people are like, dude, you take two bites of this chocolate bar, you're going to be cool, calm, collected all night. And instead, I was in a different fucking dimension. You know, like, dude, I went to a concert, and my friend was like, dude, this is going to be fun. Take two bites of this, you're going to be fucking cool and chill all night. Immediately not. We get to the fucking forum. I'm like, why is the building this round? I'm like, I'm like, let's get out of here. We go to the beer line. It feels like it takes 2 days. It feels like the longest line I've ever been in my entire life. And then we're three from the front, and I'm fucking zooming. I'm like Saving Private Ryan, ears ringing, like really just not. I'm just like, yes, good. Can't wait. Really, boy, do I love Chris Stapleton. I don't know if mushrooms is the right thing for Chris Stapleton, but boy, are we here. And then this guy comes up to me. We're three from the front. This guy comes up to me, and he just starts fucking spitting math. Just math. He comes up, and he goes, hey. I think he just picked, I look like a mark. And so he came up to me, and he goes, hey. He goes, look, I forgot my wallet at home. And I was like, perfect, good. That's the start of a guy robbing you. Look, hey, I forgot my wallet. And he's like, come get the fucking, steal from this guy. He goes, I forgot my wallet at home. Look, I'm going to give you $35. A beer is $16. That's going to be two beers. $16 goes into 32. That's $32. There's three extra dollars. You could tip on your card, and then you keep the $35, and everything is okay. And my friend told me that I looked at this guy after 10 seconds and went, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. And then I had to text my friend right now to ask exactly what he said. And I said, I don't know, man. And he said, the guy looked at me and then waved, like, fixed his hat. And then he looked at me and said, are you okay? And then another 10 seconds. And I think that I was saying it more in an actual, I was actually asking the question where I went, do you even know how much a beer costs? Because I was mostly just like, I have no idea where the fuck I am right now. And then the guy looked at me again and was like, what? And I said, sorry, I'm on mushrooms. I'm zooming out of my fucking mind right now. I don't know where I am. And the guy gave me a crisp $100 bill. And he said, get two beers and have a great night. And I said, no fucking problem. Real nice stuff. The other part of this, I didn't think about it until Opie had said it on stage. I've done comedy on mushrooms one time in my entire life. And this is like 10 years ago. And do you guys remember? I'm on stage. And it's going fine, but I hear this one laugh in the room, and this guy's going, ha, 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 and it made me leave the stage early. Yeah. And I get off stage, and this guy walks up to me, and it's, do you guys remember the Chocolate Rain video? Yeah. Chocolate Rain, you remember that? It's that guy, and he puts his hand down, he shakes my hand, and he goes, you were very funny tonight. And I was said, thank you, and I believe that I ran home. Because I was like, I don't know where the fuck I am right now, and I have to get out of here.
Bruce Gray.
All I could think about is...
Holy shit.
Dude, the worst people come up to talk to you when you're on shrooms. Yeah, that's why I avoid people.
Yeah, no, it makes you fucking insane.
I can't... I love whenever I'm high or anything like that, someone's like, here, I got $25. It's a crisp 25. I want to do... And I'm like, why don't people offer this when I'm sober?
It literally, whenever that guy was telling me that, it felt like he was like, watch the car. Don't move. Don't take your eyes off the car. And I'm just like, dude, I'm not getting scammed again, all right? Yeah. Hey, I've been taken advantage of before. It's not going to be by you, buddy, okay?
I went through the same thing where I had one beer at a show, and a woman came up during the show. I'm not, you know. And she said, my date's being weird. Can I just give you $100? I'll Venmo you $100 for 50. And I'm like, no, you're trying to fuck me. I'm
yeah. I watch 60 Minutes.
No,
bitch.
I'm not. You're pretty? Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I've seen how this ends. You're going to fucking cut my throat at the end of the night. Oh, you got promises of pussy? Yeah, right. Get out of here. Nobody fucks me. Nobody fucks me but me, lady. You better take your pussy and take a hike right now.
Nice try, Satan.
It's like, no, I'm a very hot woman. I would love to have sex with you tonight. I'd be like, yeah, I've been robbed before. Okay. I'm going to go hang out with my friends and talk about Madden 07 for a couple hours. Excuse me.
Bruce Gray, one more time. Hey, you guys. Awesome job, Bruce. Oh, man. That's...
Are you guys thinking of your ideas? I'm going to ask you in a minute.
Think about your idea for the final round.
Final round, guys.
Who are you chopping? Who are you joking off?
This is tough. This is hard. It sucks. Can we agree? Give it up for all the comedians. So funny.
Everyone was great.
Damn. I haven't decided yet. I guess...
Do you want to bring him back up?
It was micro... The topic was microdosing. Right?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I feel like I'm making it worse.
And this is joke off.
This is joke off.
We're in the Hollywood Improv Lab.
I'm alive right now.
It's Friday the 16th.
I guess I'm going to chop this person off. They didn't really, they hate, no, that's not a good reason. You know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off. I love this person. They're so funny. They're an amazing comedian, person, human. I'm going to get rid of Opie.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm a bad person.
Wow.
I'm a monster.
Get a load of this guy.
Who should it have been?
Get a load of this guy.
Picture yourself in this scene.
I love when this happens. I got booed last time we did the show, so it's nice to get booed.
There's no one I could have said.
Fuck yeah. Fuck this guy. All right.
I know. I'm a bad person.
Opie, we love you. You've been joked off. What is the final round's... Wait, one more round of applause for Opie and everyone in that room. He deserves some love. All right, guys, we are down to the final round. We have two comics left.
Let's
They're gonna
make
be
it
joking
good.
Off.
Let's what? Get some good vibes.
Shout them out.
Dallas,
what should they
what
be joking
got?
About?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and
I like
Dragons
that.
Is pretty good.
No, that's it. I love that.
Okay. All right, the rest of you
Dungeons
shut the
and
fuck
Dragons.
Up.
By the way, guys, round three, final round about to happen. You're the judge. Fuck y'all. Booing me.
Yeah, we're
OB.
Booing you if you
I'm
pick the wrong
you,
motherfucker.
No matter who you pick. but while they write, God, this lineup's so good.
Yeah, we got
and,
lucky. We got
this
lucky.
This guy's so
one.
Fun. I'm so excited to have him. I can't say anything bad about him. He's my favorite. Whatever. Just
he's not just your
clapping.
Favorite. He's fucking Bill Burr was talking about his favorite
right.
joke
I
this
know,
guy does.
Right. Just clap
Make
right,
it loud
now,
right
for
now
Craig Conan.
Craig Conan!
Yeah. What the fuck is a micro, bro? That's my problem. I don't like regular high. I like, oh no. How will I survive this? You guys are great. I've been Craig Koenig. Good night.
Keep it going for Craig Koenig!
Craig Koenig, everyone.
Yeah, I already said that.
Oh, you said that.
It's worth another one. One more time for Craig Koenig. Down to the final round.
Oh,
the tension,
goodness.
You can feel it. These guys are nervous.
Or what I like to call the final round, round three. Pretty good, right?
Well, I don't think so.
They hated that.
Yeah, they didn't love it.
Well, it's
one
not
voice going,
it's not
oh,
about
wow.
me. should we just get into it?
Yeah.
You're standing as though you want to do a little, okay.
I want to do a little thing?
Yeah, you want to do a little
Well, thing. I just want to make sure people aren't still... Sign,
you got
doing
a little...
receipt math.
Oh, are we doing receipt math right now?
Everyone paid their checks. I don't want a comic who goes up first to be
Well,
fucked.
Do you have any Dungeons and Dragons riffs?
I never played. And, you know, I don't want to touch
it. We get
it.
You have sex, dude. Come on.
What can I say, man? I'm married.
Did you guys play as a family? Oh, the two of you. Do you all know each other?
Oh, they're all...
They're all... they're married, and you got the three of you are married? That's fucking cool.
California, man. See what you did, Newsom?
I got to get into Dungeons and Dragons, man.
I want to marry three people.
Yeah, dude. I want to have two people love me. That sounds way less lonely. All right, let's get into it.
Let's hit it. Final round, guys. Let's bring that energy, huh? Give it up for the first comic. I don't know who it is.
I know who it is.
Say who it is.
She's from round one. She's from round two. Give it up for Rachel Scanlan.
Rachel Scanlan!
We're Dungeon and Dragoning! Okay, it's very exciting. This is must be how Opie felt when he heard pickleball. I said, okay, the tides have turned. We're in trouble. Okay. This is also, I tiptoe on up, I take my little gay shoes upstairs, I'm Googling Dungeons and Dragons, and this is the day that I realize that I don't know how to spell Dungeons or Dragons. Okay, I feel very vulnerable and exposed with this topic. We're going to power through it. There's nothing worse than that. I think I'm imagining a group of men hanging out, and the one thing that does make it worse is them imagining a game in their mind together, because that can't be something that's healthy for the rest of the world. Okay. No, it's going well. It's going really, really well. I didn't want to sit up here and be like, everyone who plays Dungeons and Dragons is a virgin. That can't be like my only take, because like I don't know enough about that community to make that judgment. You know what I mean? It's not fair. And honestly, what my fear comes from is that this is, if you don't know, Dungeons and Dragons, which I know a ton about, you guys know that, is a game where you make up a lot of it in your mind. Okay, so you get down with your friends. You get down with your friends, and I'm assuming in somebody's basement, and you guys hang out, and I'm assuming there's hats involved. I didn't Google if there were hats or not. I'm picturing wizard hats. Do you wear? There's no. You are a player. I'm sorry. Are you what? Okay. They're like, there's no hats, you stupid bitch. Quit saying hats. We do not wear hats. Move along, joke clown. Okay. Sorry. I got deeply aroused by two men screaming no hats at me. In a way that would make somebody's dad jealous? Am I right? Okay. Are you the one who initiated this idea? Did you say Dungeons and Dragons?
No, it was your family over here.
Oh my god, my literal blood relatives. That's fucking cool. Right when I trusted you, you said, fuck you, Dungeons and Dragons. Okay, but you guys play it? You two, the two that said no hats, do you play it? No, you just know about it? Weird. Okay. I was gonna. And you in the back. I assume. Would you be considered a master back there? Right. Is that a word I'm using? Right. Does anyone in here fucking play it, or just this weird family is trying to tank me?
Dungeon master is a thing.
It
You're
is a thing.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Dungeon master is a thing. Okay. This is the whole thing. I wrote a ton of jokes that you guys would have fucking loved that were very good, and it was all about how this group of people are virgins, and I feel like that's not fair, okay? That sucks. That's stupid, right? There's no way, right? So this is what I did instead. What I looked within, and I said, what's really going on here? Why am I so triggered by this topic? And it's because if I was sitting around a group of people, and I got to imagine rules and fantasies for a game, I know for without a doubt, every time I'd be like, if I roll a 7, everyone has to go around and say one thing they love about me. And that sucks! I said, if I roll a 6, we all have to kiss right now. I'd be like, no more kiss. Yes. Okay. I'm Rachel. I love
Rachel
you guys.
Rachel Scanlan! I love
no hats! There's no hats!
I know. So they've never been so outspoken all night. And then they're like, there ain't no hats,
goddammit!
There's
no hats! If you say hats one more time.
I love how like the angle of them heckling you is like almost they're like, keep heckling, we're converting her.
Right. Honestly, the one thing that kept me on board was that maybe there would be hats. Now I'm out. Roll 6 gets a kiss. Why do men want to fuck me tonight? What's going on in here?
The Aussie is so interesting because he says he'll have a hard take and then you go, really? And he goes.
Yeah.
Very solemnly. He's like, you said no hats. He's like, but you don't play. He's like, no, but there are no hats. He's like,
I feel like it's right. When I challenged him to try to not get kicked out. earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
And he
good.
Was like, "We'll see."
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, "Let me undress out of this."
Would
Aussie.
You? Would you guys want to? You guys, you're the Dungeon and Dragons guys, but
cute.
You picked it, so you kind of passive aggressively called them out somehow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, do you guys think I would be a good Dungeoner?
Yeah, I'm saying. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah,
you do. Be because of.
What does this tell you?
Because I'm a what?
You're a bard.
You're a bard.
That sounds like a slur. You can't go around here calling me a bard publicly. You call me that behind the closed doors.
Hollywood used to be cool until these bards showed up. Give it up for Rachel Scanlon, y'all.
Rachel Scanlon,
one more time.
Everyone.
Great job, Rachel. We're down to your last joke-off performer of the night. You know him, you love him. Make it loud right now for Bruce Gray!
I completely have missed a lot of that. Were you saying that you told the Australian people to not get kicked out?
I
who was Australian?
This one guy here. He's been great. By the way, round of applause.
He has been great.
Australian people get it. Australian people, because we used to work at the Comedy Store together. Australian people are in there every night, groups of them, and people get kicked out of the Comedy Store a lot. And it's not just Australian people. But thank you very much. Brian Moses, everybody. Wow.
Woo!
Australian people are the only people that are polite about getting kicked out of a comedy club. Yeah. I swear, dude, every time, if you kick out Americans, they want to fight with you and be like, I was helping this. Australian people are the only people that will literally put their hand on your shoulder and go, mate, I totally get it. And then just
it's
go.
So
it's literally, it's a dude. Yes. Dude, and they're
you're
I
right.
Like, yeah.
You're right.
They have
you're
money.
Right.
You're on holiday. Enjoy it. I also am finding out more about the gay nerdy family over here. I'm really picking up on your vibe
it's
over here.
It's an eclectic group.
It really is.
It's
I
hard
like,
to thread
I like
this
it a
needle
lot.
Here.
I don't know if you guys could tell this about me. I'm a really cool jock. I don't know much about Dungeons and Dragons. You know what?
Bruce plays a lot of pickleball. An athlete, if you will.
Dude, I know a lot of. Yeah, I got pickle and ball for you right here, folks. sorry about that. Just to start off, what I do know about Dungeons & Dragons players is that they are famous for having their butt cracks out while they sit and play the game. Which already I'm like, okay, I've been there. No harm, no foul. You know, it happens. I was looking this up upstairs. I was researching. The two guys who created Dungeons & Dragons are named Gary and Dave. Gary and Dave, they're two friends who, not even the same age, but they both did die at the age of 69.
Nice.
I know. It wasn't like a it wasn't like a notebook thing where they like died like holding hands at the thing. But they both did die at 69, which is something that they never got the chance to do unless it was with each other. it was created in 1974. Created in 1974, this long drawn out, insanely hard to play, intricate fucking game. Created in 1974, the fucking height of the 70s. There's cocaine, free fucking love. Pussy, sex positivity, all of that stuff. And these two dudes were like, you know what? Let's sit down and create the worst game anyone's ever heard of instead of any of this shit, dude. There's characters in the game. I don't know who knows about this or not. There's characters in the game. All of the characters in the game sounds like things that these guys were called by bullies in high school. Halfling. Half elf and orc dwarf. Those all sound like things a 70s bully would have said to Gary or Dave. Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, Dungeons & Dragons. It's such a nerdy thing to do that it never, like... It's the only nerdy thing from the 70s that never caught on and became cool ever. Like fucking computers. Bell-bottom jeans. Having a huge bush. All those things caught on and became pretty cool eventually, you know? I also wanted to say, too, and I talked to somebody else about this. This has been the most... It's so funny that all of the topics of this game were microdosing, pickleball, and Dungeons & Dragons. And everyone wonders why the only two white people are the two who made it to the finals. It's like this has been the most racist game I've ever been a part of my entire life.
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you
Bruce
guys.
Bruce Gray,
everyone.
Bruce Gray. Audience suggestions, by the way. You're canceled, not us.
Yeah,
you're canceled.
We didn't do it.
Hey, you want to know? I want to say one more thing, too.
Oh, shit.
In my life, dude, the only dungeon I'm dragging is in my girlfriend's pants, dude. What's up, dude? That's right.
I feel like you got to end it on that, Bruce Gray. You don't need to talk to anyone. Bruce Gray!
Oh, man.
Dude.
Would you play?
I'd play. I would lose track of the rules, but I would play.
There's no rules, right?
There's too many rules.
Oh, there's lots of fucking rules, obviously.
I already told you. I went to community college. I don't know much about long rules. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, so maybe I don't know what Dungeons is. I thought it was just kind of like, you're making it up as you go.
You do. It's a lot of imagination.
He's kind of... Okay. Okay.
See, this is just a guy who likes to be in charge.
He's like, I don't know.
There's 12-sided dice. There's a bunch of rules, and everybody has to follow what I say.
Say it again. You said you keep track of the rules.
He's the dungeon master.
This sounds like an orgy right now.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Like, I keep track of the rules. Dude. Everyone else has fun. He's the dungeon master.
Tori, I wanted to say once
again.
The only dungeon I'm the master of, it's in my girlfriend's pants.
That's right!
A little bit more this time. I like that. I like that. You got to revisit.
Hey, Bruce Gray, I want to bring this up. You have an amazing show coming up.
Oh, I do.
February 29th.
Yeah, what a great time. February 29th at the Post 43 in Hollywood.
Leap year.
It's called Faster Horses. It's going to be a very fun show.
Country music, comedy,
everything you could ever want. $4 cocktails. What more could you want in this?
It's going to be the second newest best show in LA.
It is going to be the second best newest show ever.
Bruce Gray. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you very much, Bruce Gray, everyone.
Before we pick a winner, let's give it up for a few people. Brian again, getting everyone drunk.
Brian drinking.
I'm drunk. I'm the drunk one. Rick Rosario, we haven't brought up.
Rick
in the
sound booth.
Rick.
And then let's just keep clapping for Joe and Pat. They're filming this.
Joe and Pat, it's gonna be a great show. As well as the comedians, Dimitri, Beth, Craig, Opie, Ramsey, and of course your amazing finalists. But now. I'm gonna say one name. I'm gonna say another one. If you think they should win, make noise. Okay, all right.
It's decided.
It's
that's it.
All right, I'm gonna say a name. You make noise if you think they should win, and then I'll say a second name. If you make noise, if you think they should win,
I think it's a concept.
They get it.
They're a smart audience.
If you think the winner should be the following person, make noise. We're gonna start with Rachel Scanlon. Pretty good.
Strong.
Pretty good.
Strong.
And then, if you think the winner should be the following person, make noise. Give it up for Bruce Gray.
I feel like I was a tick. It's like one tick higher.
All right, I'm going to say a name, and fuck it. I'm going to call the winner Bruce Gray. I don't know.
Give it up.
But they're both winners. They're both winners, and you're all the real winners, because what a show. Make some noise
for the entire show. It's been a wonderful time.
Thank you so much for coming out.
We're here every month.
We'll be back next month. I love you all. Can we drink at the bar, Rick? I don't know. Yeah, go to the bar. We'll get
one more round of applause for everyone you saw, guys. This is Joke Off. Follow Hesby Street for the next one. Keep clapping for everyone you saw. Good night.